Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're visiting with the president of the Sherrard High School National Honor Society, Senior Holly Jacobs, and they're helping promote an event coming up on Veterans Day, November 11th, at Sherrard High School at 9:45. It is a Veterans Assembly, and it'll be for all K through 12 students will assemble at Sherrard High School. So take it away, Holly Jacobs. Kind of explain to us what's going on.
So we are having the entire school district at our high school this year for the Veterans Day Assembly, which is a huge change from the past few years, but it's also going to be really exciting because we're going to have all of the younger students come to the high school, which gets them excited to see us older kids and all the veterans, which can help them look forward to their future. And it also helps us celebrate all of the veterans with a huge community and atmosphere, which we're really excited about because that's what they deserve. We also have a military wall here at the high school, which recognizes Sherrard grads who enlisted in the military. So a lot of them who are at training right now and who are currently deployed can still be honored, even though they can't be at the ceremony, which we believe is really, really amazing. And we also want to celebrate as many service members as possible with this new environment. So we really want as many RSVPs as possible. So if anyone has a Sherrard student, we'd really encourage them to go to our district Facebook page to sign up.
All right. And so the all-school assembly portion of it's pretty neat. So you get students from, you know, the different elementary schools, the intermediate school, the junior high, all assembling at the high school. Then are you going to have some featured speakers, things of that nature on Veterans Day for this program?
Yeah, we are going to have a veteran speaker for the event. At this point, I do not have the information on who it's going to be, but we also have our school board president, Reese Fullerlove, who introduces them, and he's from the Arsenal, so that's also really awesome for us.
And I guess those people that may be listening to this conversation right now and live within the Sherrard School District and may have a youngster that goes to school, and again, that person is a veteran. So how do they go about, if they want to participate or attend the assembly, and they're a veteran within the Sherrard School District, can they just show up? They need to contact somebody? I'm sure you're looking for as many veterans within the school district to show up as possible.
Yeah, so they can go on our Sherrard School District Facebook page, and there is a Google form that they can fill out. And if they have a younger kid that wants to walk with them during the assembly, they're allowed to do that. And they just put the information on there along with their name and branch of service.
All right. Again, that'll take place on Veterans Day, November 11th, at the Sherrard High School and all-school assembly at 9:45. All right. President of the National Honor Society. So the mission of, you know, the National Honor Society, I guess, in dovetailing with something like this, veterans event. Why is it important for your group to get involved in something like this?
So the four pillars of National Honor Society have a couple of awesome things. Two of them include character and service. And so this is a community service project for us, which it's one of our biggest of the year, along with the Student Hunger Drive. And then it really builds our character by being able to do things like this media and contacting other veterans and just overall communicating and building our leadership skills.
All right, and that's great. Again, so mark that on your calendar in the Sherrard School District. They're all school assembly for Veterans Day, November the 11th, which is a Monday at 9:45 a.m. at Sherrard High School. Now, in addition to being president of the National Honor Society, you were telling me off the air you coach the robotics team at Sherrard High School and then president of the art club. So that's quite a contrast, robotics and art. So tell us kind of the diverse interests you have. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I have a tough time choosing one thing that I really like to do. So I decided to do as much as I could that I really enjoyed. So my after-school stuff is really full of everything from all over the board because I really enjoy art and graphic design, which is my main role on the robotics team. And then I keep everyone in order and do finances with that because I also enjoy that. And then I build and I'm learning programming. So it's a lot of stuff, but I really enjoy all of it.
And then as far as the art club, president of that, what goes on there?
So especially for Veterans Day, we did a couple of things for the veterans last year. We painted the front doors with American flags and a welcome sign. And then we also made a bunch of painted rocks that the veterans could take home if they wanted. And I heard that those were pretty popular. So we're planning to do that again this year.
All right. Awesome job by, again, the president of the National Honor Society at Sherrard High School, Holly Jacobs, a senior, again, coaches the robotics team as well and president of the art club. That's totally awesome. Nice going, Holly Jacobs, and should be a great day on that Veterans Day all-school assembly on November the 11th at Sherrard High School.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.